You're listening to Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hello guys, this is Arnob and you're listening to the podcast is Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty, and I'm talking about the pay-per-views from WWE Night of Champions. It's, the Night of Champions was held at Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. So to be honest, I would like to say that this paper was very awesome, and even there's so much originality was happened. First of all, I see that Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles. This is the tournament for the inaugural World Heavyweight Championship, and even I was supporting the AJ Styles because AJ Styles came after injury and he trying to defeat Seth Rollins, but to be honest, it's a bad luck for AJ Styles, but I believe that he tried his best, and Seth Rollins finally defeated AJ Styles. After, and he is also struggling to get the World Heavyweight Championship title. After that, he got it finally. The next match, it was Trish Stratus versus Becky Lynch. It was unexpected that how Trish Stratus was successfully defeated Becky Lynch, but after I saw those consequences, NXT star Zoe Starks came and interfered back and in Becky Lynch. She came into the apron. She was hidden inside the apron of the ring. It was covered by apron. Inside the ring, it was covered by apron, and after that, she came anyway. Even the referee was didn't saw. So, to be honest, it was really fantastic. So, Trista was finally win this match. And the next it was that Gunther versus Mustafa Ali. It was a singles match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. Mustafa Ali wins the tournament, and he tried his best to defeat Gunther, but unfortunately Gunther was so tall and so strong. So this was very huge at all, and after that Gunther defeated. After this powerbomb, Gunther defeated. Sorry, not defeated. Gunther defeated Mustafa Ali. And the next it was that Asuka versus Bianca Belair. It was a singles match for the WWE Raw Women's Champion. I would like to say that even WWE Women's Champion was also Women's Champion, Raw Champion, SmackDown Champion was also changed from WWE, and it was, to be honest, like copied. The same copied this title. It was like that. It was very awesome. This first time ever WWE has taken the streets like same as that. But I think it's okay. It doesn't get better, but I think the golden wall is good. And after I say that Bianca Belair escaped from first green mist, but so it's a blue mist. But after that, Asuka, she did one another thing. It was like that, those three that were used by the Japanese wrestler, the Great Muta. What she did? She used the green mist. She put the green mist into her hand and fingers, and after that, Bianca Belair is trying to hit a finishing shot, and after that Asuka used his brain, Liv's mastermind, and those fingers put into Bianca Belair's eyes, and she was caught up light. After that, Asuka hit a dangerous kick. After that, Asuka wins a new title. This was very dangerous at all. The next it was that Rhea Ripley versus Natalya. It was a singles match. WWE SmackDown Women's Champion. Rhea Ripley finally successfully defeated Natalya, but even they're so sad to say Natalya didn't win any titles. But I don't know how many titles she won. She's still in. Remember, she's still in WWE. Yeah. I think because her father, Jim Neidhart, was also here. That's why. That's why her son. Sorry. His daughter was here. And that position was kept. Very good. The next match it was Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes. And even Cody Rhodes was strong. He proved so much strong. Brock Lesnar hit a Kimura lock, first escaped. And after that, it was escaped. It was time to escape again, but Cody Rhodes was, to be honest, Cody Rhodes was fainted, and after that, Brock Lesnar wins this time because. But Cody Rhodes announced that he is not finished yet. To be honest, he is not finished yet to defeat Brock Lesnar. So that's the main thing it was. I love this Cody Rhodes. Why? Because Cody Rhodes was still in a very danger. So I believe that Cody Rhodes will come back again, and in SummerSlam it will prove, I think. This was very dangerous thing at all. The next it was that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus the Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. First of all, I would like to say that was that if I talking about this match, Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa were trying to easily defeat, but after that the Usos interfered, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, and after that there was some twist and turn in here, and the twist and turn is Jimmy Uso gave a super kick to Roman Reigns and told his brother Jey Uso that their brother said Jey Uso told that your bro, you are my real bro. I don't like it. I really loved it and really impressed about those behavior. Never expected that we will see this very good and astonishing things that people would definitely love it. And even that there was a good integrity progress. So I just love it. So yeah, all these people will get, if I want to do ratings, I will give 4 or 5 stars. 4 or 4. Because the problem is in the water, if I even in the, I just say, I will give series ratings, it was 5 out of 5 stars. Everything's perfect.
but I think they did the fantastic way. And even I would like to say that WWE King and Queen on the ring was replaced by WWE Knight of Champions. So this pay-per-view was cancelled. But I would like to say that this pay-per-view should supposed to come back again. WWE King and Queen of the Ring. So I think, in my opinion, King and Queen of the Ring, this pay-per-view should supposed to come back again, because this pay-per-view was last expired but didn't come. But I would like to say that this pay-per-view should come back again. So it's my opinion. Okay. So that's the ending of the today's podcast. Please follow me on Spotify. And even Spotify followers was so late in this, because I would honestly say that the exam was going on. That's why I didn't did it. But the exam was finished, and I would like to show that this exam was very crucial for me. But I kept aside. But right now I'm back, and I will do with multiple terms. Okay, so bye. Thank you so much. The rest of your day, by your not supporting, sponsored by Spotify Book Podcasters. Bye.